Worries raised over new healthcare structure in West Yorkshire. Worries that health and care decisions chosen and made in Calderdale could be overridden at West Yorkshire level under a new system have been voiced. Integrated care boards came into being this summer, drawing together health partners in regional areas to deliver services, replacing clinical commissioning groups like Calderdale's. But Calderdale councillor Mike Barnes, Labour Skirkote, is concerned that visions for care Calderdale might have and choices it might make could be overridden further up the tree. He said, "I am hearing someone further up the tree can take a decision and we have to do it, the opposite of what we were promised. That's a concern, that Calderdale's vision and values can be overridden at West Yorkshire level. You are saying this, that is possible. It was a fear Calderdale's size and location could work against the borough and reassurances were needed," said Councillor Barnes, whose concerns were supported by Councillor Colin Hutchinson, Labour Skirkote, at Calderdale Council's Adults, Health and Social Care Scrutiny Board. But the designated place lead for Calderdale's Integrated Care System Committee, the Council's Chief Executive, Robin Tuddenham, said primary care networks were key as areas even within Calderdale had different needs. Mr. Tuddenham said there was a continuity of people from across the health and care system, but what was changed was how they worked and what they could achieve. The mission is to reduce health inequalities, manage unwanted variations in care, use collective resources wisely, and to secure wider benefits of investing in health and care, said Mr. Tuddenham. Mr. Tuddenham said vision, values and approach were consistent between Calderdale and West Yorkshire. Councillor Anne Kingston, Labour Skirkote, wanted to know what weight patient experience would have on implementing objectives. Mr. Tuddenham said other challenges included filling thousands of NHS vacancies nationally, the number one worry with no easy solution because there was no pipeline of skills and training coming through as quickly as needed.